How's your levels there? Looks good.
Leon, it's been too long.
Who wants to hear that? Who wants to hear you exhale? You're not waiting to. You ever see Waiting to Exhale?
Yeah, who was in that?
You would see it. You're not an older black
I would see it. You would see it.
I'm not an older black woman. Why would I see Waiting to Exhale?
You're closer to an older black woman than I am.
That's very true, but I haven't seen Waiting to Exhale.
Okay, roll on that shit.
Hit the button, monkey.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Ladies, Jay and Silent Bob are in the hit hills.
You're listening to Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Now your hosts, Michael Biseglia and Leon Oliver.
Hey, my God, is it live or is it Memorex? Are we here? Is it a dream? I don't know. Welcome inside Outside the Box with Mike and Leon for this Thursday, April 14th, Michael, the year of our Lord, 2011. No, we have not been canceled. No, the FCC has not found a way to find us. But somehow, some way, we are back after a very long hiatus, a Sopranos-esque hiatus. It's good to be sitting across from your ugly mug here, Mike.
Thanks, Leon. I appreciate it. Your beautiful face looking great as always. Yeah, we were slackers. No other way to put it, man. I guess baseball really got involved, and I love the baseball team. They're awesome. They're the best. But the truth is, you know, we got a little lazy on nights we could have gone and done a show. Let's be honest. We went for beer.
We said, you know what? The hell with these people. We're going to go drink beers.
We did. We went across the street to the little tavern over there and drank beer. I wouldn't call it a tavern.
I think tavern's too nice of a word. Enlightened people go to a tavern. Now, these are derelicts that inhabit this establishment.
Although they do have free popcorn, which I seem to love.
By the way, that's a Petri dish, don't you know, Michael? Think about it. You're putting your hand in
the scooper.
Popcorn.
There's a scooper.
These hicks don't use that. You're putting your hand into a popcorn vat that, you know, every derelict in the...
Is that why you don't have it? When we go together?
No, I just like peanuts at a bar. I don't eat those.
You're putting your life
in your own hands.
I'm here.
At that point.
I'm doing all right. Yeah, I've made it so far, baby.
Yeah, we'll see. You're not getting any younger here.
28 in a few weeks.
You're listening to Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. It's good to be back here on the program. It's been a long hiatus. But
I
we're
apologize
back
to all our
in
fans.
The
I'm sorry.
And you know, I received some messages about it, and I think the
Have
first
really?
Couple of weeks, yeah, we got some messages. Hey, where are you guys? It's like, oh, you
Who
know,
did that?
God forbid, I can't even remember at this point, but it's like, oh, you know, God forbid, you know, our real job has gotten in the way as much as I hate them. Our real job has gotten in the way, and, you know,
I don't hate my job. You hate your job.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm burning the place now. Yeah, but I'd rather make money rather than, you know, do this and not make money. So I'd rather, you know, as I said, I'd rather make money than not make money and do this. So I don't know. I enjoy doing this.
That's good. You should.
It's very therapeutic to talk to you all, though, here on this program. And my God, have we missed a lot. I mean, there's been all kinds of shit that's gone down the last couple of weeks.
There has been a lot of stuff. First off, you are now on American Idol.
That's very true. I'm the Croatian fellow that plays
the
bagpipes.
You would be a Croatian fellow.
Yeah, you know, I like to. I think in another life I could have been a good Croat. I got a good outside jumper, and if I develop a chain smoking habit, I think I could be a good Croat.
Now, by the way, I've developed a habit for Twitter. I enjoy using it all of a sudden. I know how it works. So let's get out of the way the Facebook, the Twitter, because holy shit, nobody remembers. It's been too fucking long. It's been a month. Do you even remember?
There's currently tumbleweeds floating across our Twitter account right now.
Exactly.
But
man,
you can follow the show on Twitter at OTB Podcast. We'll have this show up on there. So if you're listening to this tomorrow or next year or whenever, this show will be up on there. And also, you can check us out on Facebook. Just search for Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. And the website, which suffering a little technical issue right now, working on it. But the website is otbpodcast.com. The episodes are up on there at the moment. You can listen to. Have a little trouble adding the new ones, if you want to be transparent here, which I'm all for open government here on the program. Let the listeners inside. Let them know.
A few things we got to talk about tonight. One, falling asleep on the job. That's a big one. I really want to get into that. What else did you want to get into tonight? There's stuff you're interested in as well. Drinking alcohol at sports games.
Yeah.
College sports games.
Yeah, college sporting events, which that's been a faux pas for the longest time. You can buy beer at a Redskins game, but you can't do it at a Virginia Tech game Why is that?
Why is it's because the kiddies there under 21 drinking the beers, which I know you never did.
No, of course not. Not at all. But so, yeah, we want to get into that sleeping on the job because, you know, a lot of this conversation has come from the last couple of weeks. Mike, yeah, I mean, you've seen these stories with the air traffic controllers falling asleep at work. That's one job. You don't want someone falling asleep at the switch there.
I mean, after like an astronaut, I think it's number two. Like an astronaut air control.
Well, how much different?
No, you're right, because then you have passengers' lives in stake.
How much damage could an astronaut do if he falls asleep?
I just feel like you're going to outer space. You should be on top of your shit.
Yeah, but if you lose control and you bang into like Pluto, like you're dead, and you know the debris will burn up by the time you get here. You make a good point.
Airplane has passengers.
Yeah.
Is there other jobs you can think of, Leon, off the top of your head here as we discuss this? Jobs you would not want to fall asleep on that would look pretty bad.
A teacher. You can't sleep if you're a teacher. All hell breaks loose in the classroom, especially these days. But kids, they got pocket knives and switchblades and all sorts of stuff. They start shanking each other in the classroom.
Is there really any job, though, where you can fall asleep and it's not that big of a deal?
You ever seen people at the DMV in line? Michael, those people
the
there.
DMV boys sleeping?
Those lazy bastards. Why do you think it takes so long to get anything done at the DMV? They're all making their...
The DMV's not as bad as you think. I was there a few months ago. I got in and out in 20 minutes.
When'd you go?
The one on Pantop.
No, when? Saturday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
I went like Tuesday at 10 a.m.
But see, these people that actually have jobs are working at that point, so it's a little bit easier.
I went.
Well, you know, this is radio. We kind of come and go as we please.
That's true.
But, you know, Joe Blow working on the construction project, he can't go to the DMV Tuesday at 10 o'clock. That's a little bit of an easier time. But you want to go when most people have the opportunity to go is Saturday morning. It's like a freaking madhouse in there.
I agree. I just shuffled over so I can see your face. All I was looking at were these wires. Mm. How about a porn star? Could you imagine a porn star falling asleep? That would be awkward.
Well, I mean,
man or woman, which one's worse?
Oh, it's got to be
the guy.
I'm thinking about. I guess
the guy is worse.
I guess so, because nothing happens then at that point. If the girl falls asleep, which I'm sure many men out there in this audience have had happen to them.
You sound like you're speaking from
past
experience.
Not from past experiences at all.
Why are you winking at me?
Thousands of customers, please. If I had a bell, I'd ring it right now. but anyway, no, I think if the guy falls asleep, obviously certain things stop there. But
if
the female does, I guess.
Your penis.
You can keep going. I guess so. I don't know who would at that point.
Let's reenact a porn together. You ready?
No, that's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life.
You want to play the woman or the man?
You are creeping me out a little bit.
You ready?
No, not at all. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, our listeners are upset right now.
No, well, then,
I'll play the man.
You need religion. You need religion in your life. That's awful. No, but what do you do? Can you be a narcoleptic? Is that the term for people that fall asleep, like, randomly?
Yeah.
Could someone be a narcoleptic porn star?
If they did, they could make a lot of money. They could make a career out of that.
How so? And, like, you're 2 minutes into the scene. Okay, Becky, we're going to get you
Now you're getting into it.
No, I'm
Why
directing.
Are you stripping?
I'm directing here. Okay, Becky, we're going to get you to bend over this desk here. And, Derek, yeah, you can come up and behind her. Yeah, yeah. And, like, you're 2 minutes into this thing and... passed out like on the desk, like that's it, you're done. who's going to buy that film?
Becky and Derek.
I don't know what names are they supposed to. Oh, I guess you got trashed up a little bit. I guess it's like candy with like an eye.
No, what you do is the to get your porn star name. What you do is you take the street you live on and your middle name and you put them together.
You know a lot about this.
Yeah, that's common knowledge.
I don't know this.
What's your street name? What's the street you live on
right now?
Well, let me rephrase that. Which street do you sleep? Which street are you sleeping in most of the time?
I don't want to divulge my living location.
No one knows what Tree Hug Drive is. Chill out. What's the name of your street?
Tupelo.
Tupelo. What's your middle name?
Now people going to know my middle name.
Why do you care if people know your middle name? Are you depressed?
I don't know what
Shama Shama Ding Dong.
I don't know
your middle name.
What, because I'm black, it's got to be something ridiculous like that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's
What's
true.
Your
we do name our kids like Doritos and shit.
What's your middle name?
It's Limwood. Limwood.
See, that sounds like a street. You know, I've never learned your middle name until now.
So it's Tupelo Linwood. That's like, that's the kid that gets the shit kicked out of him at school.
That's the kid that plays shortstop at AA Binghamton.
Tupelo Linwood?
Doesn't that sound like that?
It sounds like his parents were investment bankers.
I'm Lewis Candlewood.
Okay, that's now good. That's a good.
That's good
point, Lewis Candlewood. I'm gonna call you that from now on this program.
That's my new name, Lewis
Candlewood. Here on Outside the Box with Mike and Leon.
Well, we've kind of diverted from our original topic, but jobs you fall asleep on, it looks bad. Radio, you know, it wouldn't be the end of the world. No one's dying or mistakes are being made or ruckus. It's just really embarrassing.
You could. Someone could die because of it.
How could someone die?
We serve the public, Michael.
Seriously, no one's dying.
If a tornado comes, we got to tell people, hey, get the hell out of the way. If you're, and like the sirens are going off
so
and the lights are blinking.
So that's never happened here.
Oh, of course, that's never happened here. Go to Outside the Box with Mike and Leon.com.
Shameless plug.
Yeah, go to our website there. There's some videos of a sleeping newsman. I can't confirm or deny which organization he works for. But, no, I mean, you gotta be awake there. Like the 911 dispatch person. You're being stabbed. And you're called 911. And the lady on
That's
the other
bad.
End of the phone is...
That's bad. That's a bad one.
Like, what do you do at that point?
How about if you worked at like a McDonald's?
Would anything really change? It still takes 10 minutes to get chicken nuggets.
Drive through McDonald's or no. Walk in McDonald's 2 in the afternoon. You're ordering a McFlurry and you're just passed out sleeping. In the fry container.
How would anything change? You walk in there and they still have this aura of you're bothering them because you're putting them to work. God forbid I come in and buy this sandwich from you that allows you to work.
Now, you know me, and we've talked about this on the show, Leon. I'm such a picky damn eater with like McDonald's and Wendy's and stuff.
I know, you're a food snob.
I'll order like, I order everything plain.
Yeah.
So I'll get like, oh, I want the chicken sandwich, no mayo, no tomatoes, no lettuce. They get it wrong 50% of the time.
Oh, of course.
And I'll go back and I'll be like, hey, I'm sorry, I can't eat this. It'll give me diarrhea. It's not true, but I just don't want to, you know, I want them to be like, there's a reason I'm not eating this.
No.
They get pissed off.
To be fair, Michael, applesauce gives you diarrhea. Oranges
for Passover
give you diarrhea.
Applesauce.
They have kosher applesauce?
Of course they do. They have kosher everything.
What makes it kosher?
You know, you're asking the wrong guy.
I'm not even trying to be funny. I really wanted to know.
We'll look it up, Rabbi Leon.
I feel like if that's something I Google along with other things that we've talked about here on the program, that might put me on a certain watch list or something.
You're already on watch list. Chill out. What was I talking about here?
You were talking about...
I'll ask them for the sandwich redone. They get mad at me. I mean, is it that big of a deal? You're going to make a new sandwich regardless. What are you going to do when the next person comes in? It's the same thing.
What do they do with the sandwiches they get sent back?
They give it to someone else.
No. If I walk in there and I order a sandwich and I say, I don't want mayo, and I open
it
up. Oh,
they give it to someone. They definitely give it to somebody else.
You're telling me I opened it. I have put my hand on this bun and taken it off and looked at this and said, you know what? God damn it, Ron Fika, you got it wrong. There's mayo on this sumbitch. And I take it back there that they're going to package it back up and give it to Pablo when he comes in after
they give
me.
It to Pablo.
By the way, you like how I incorporated how diverse this country is. I put Ron Fika and Pablo in there.
You're such a great person.
I unite all right here. On
Whatever
House
happened
of the
to the Taco
Leon.
Bell thing we were going to do? That was our last show. We said we were going to go to Taco Bell. We haven't done it yet.
It was. We still need to do that. Maybe to celebrate, we can go to the new Taco Bell that's opening up in Charlottesville, the one that previously burned down to the ground.
When does it open up?
I don't know, but they're a good ways into the project. Building that Taco Bell.
Could anything be more embarrassing than if that burned down again?
If you're the guy that burned it down the first time, like the cook that screwed up or whatever.
Was he sleeping?
Maybe we solved it. Maybe right here, Matlock. But I don't even know. I'm just speculating. I mean, how many ways could a place burn down? Unless it was like electrical or something.
Well, I don't really know anything about the fast food industry, the inner workings of it, and what goes on behind the scenes. But looking at those places, the people that work there seem to not give a shit. And I'm not going to say that they're not smart.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that they're not smart. There's a reason that you're 45 and working at Taco Bell. There's a reason.
But I feel like
That's
working at Taco Bell would be hard. I feel like I would not be good at that. And my intelligence is like average.
How would you not be good? Take a stale tortilla shell, put in meat-like substance, put in cheese,
36%.
Put in lettuce, wrap up in piece of paper, hand to customer. How hard is that?
Maybe you're right.
I mean, I venture to say if it wasn't against health code regulations, we could train chimps at the zoo to go do just as good.
You wouldn't want me working at Taco Bell.
No, you would sneeze on everything.
My hands would be in my pants.
My nose. Your hands are everywhere. You're disgusting.
You remind me of
I know, and I really regret that. You remind me of my seventh grade health teacher.
And everybody knows you're seventh, Sandoval.
Mr. Guard. I had a guy in seventh grade. He would walk around the classroom, and you were looking. He's got his hand in his pants.
Is he your health teacher?
Yes.
Doesn't that seem a little ironic?
He's got his hands in his pants, a la Al Bundy. You ever seen Married with Children?
Of course I've seen Married with Children.
He's got his hands in his pants. You know, he's digging for gold in his nose. He was a nasty, nasty man. I think he's dead now.
He got tenure.
He did get tenure. He was a nasty man. You remind me of him.
Anything else or just that?
Personality-wise? Just your hands in places that are gross. That's it.
Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. You're listening. This is CVillePodcast.com. Shameless plug number two. I'll hook you up for your own podcast. That's actually done a nice job growing, so I've been proud of that.
No, can I make a podcast about sleeping at work?
You can.
Can I make a podcast about hating people that are lazy at their job?
Yes, you can.
Really?
You can make a podcast about whatever you want.
Well, hot damn it. And what's that address again?
CVillePodcast.com.
You got an email or anything?
I should.
Well, if you're going to sponsor this show.
Leon@wina.com.
If you're going to sponsor this show, because this show is brought to you by CVillePodcast.com.
You can MLBeseg@gmail.
Yeah, there you go. We should have mentioned that at the beginning of this program. We have our first sponsor here on the show, CVillePodcast.com, bringing you this program.
How about this place you eat at all the time? Can't they be a sponsor?
I'm working on that. We got some things in the loops here. I might try to work that in here, or I might try to work it at this new venture that we have here at the radio station. We'll see about that.
A few things I want done in the next couple of podcasts that we do. We got to go to the Taco Bell. We need to do that. We need to eat some funky shit. We need to eat some fun foods in the studio and then describe it and get a panel in here and see how that goes, okay?
Okay, that sounds good. We need a celebrity panel for this. We also need to do a little dating update with our dear friend
No,
Adam.
I don't know about that. I feel bad.
Didn't work out. I guess it's been so long. We don't have to go into the whole story, but I guess things didn't work out for our old pal.
He's already married with three kids.
Really?
No, it didn't work out.
Did he meet her on RussianBride.com?
No, it didn't work out.
Is there such a name?
I'm sure there is. Check it out.
You know, speaking of websites.
Russian Bride.
You know there's a website... And I saw a promo for this. I forgot what channel I was watching. There's a site called AshleyMadison.com. It's a site where if you're in a relationship, it's where you can find an affair. How fucked up is that?
Why is it called Ashley Madison?
I guess that's the chick that runs it or something. I don't know. But it's like... You know, are you married or engaged or girlfriend or whatever? Go in here and find an affair.
How do you know about this?
I saw it on TV.
They wanted
to run ads during the Super Bowl, but CBS wouldn't let them or whoever had the Super Bowl.
You know, this is what will happen. This will be the scenario. Bobby and Tina are married. They have two kids, John and Hillary. Bob goes on the website looking to have an affair. Let me check out who's on here. Tina's unhappy with her website. They're going to cheat on each other with each other because they're both unhappy with their marriage. They'll find each other on the damn website.
You know, you just
I
described.
Bet you that happens.
You just described the Pina Colada song.
Oh, is that what that's about? I thought that was about drinking.
No.
You like Pina Colada.
Have you ever actually listened to the lyrics?
No, I just heard that part and tuned it out.
The guy like placed like a personals ad or whatever, and they answered the ad, and he like found his wife. It was, they found each other. They were going to cheat, and they found each other.
That's embarrassing.
That how do you even get mad at the other person at that point? It's like, hey, so yeah.
I think at that point you say, you know what, we should not be together. And, I think that's the cue.
You know, I was listening to
another.
If
both of you are on the same stupid website looking to meet other people, at that point you got to say, you know what, it's been a good ride. time to move on.
If you and we won't use your real name, we'll, you know, through the magic of radio technology, we can synthesize your voice, make you sound completely different. You can sound like Darth Vader if you want to. If you've ever used this before, please send us an email, outsidethebox@mikeandleon.com, right on our Facebook wall, or tweet us. We want to know, because, you know, we like to engage you, the listener, on this program.
Leon, I appreciate and I understand your thoughts of trying to get people engaged on our website. Who in their right mind is going to go on Facebook and be like, you know what, I've actually done this? Who in their right mind would tell you?
Well, I guess on Facebook, no. I guess on Facebook, no. But you can send us a Gmail.
We'll pretend who you are. Oh, meanwhile, your name is plastered on the freaking website.
Well, fine. Send us an email. It doesn't have to be a current relationship. Maybe you did something like this with a girl you dated 3 years ago. You know,
I don't think people are going to just tell you that. I like your ideas, though. I think it's a smart concept.
You know, I think some people are. Some people could. It kind of reminds me of another podcast that I listen to, which is linked on this site, bigondukes.com, friend of the program.
A friend of us?
Well, we're friends with them. I don't know if they think that they're friends with us.
Okay, just curious. But just curious.
One of their hosts, they were going through a bad breakup, and he got to the point where he's like, you know what? You know the relationship's over when you immediately think this story is going to be great on the radio, and you don't even think about it like in terms of this really sucks.
So do you ever filter things?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I mean,
what percentage of this show is public, and what stuff have you not told on the show that's private?
Well, obviously, I don't.
95.5?
Yeah, I think so. I keep some things with the missus. Like, I've never said her name on this program.
You have. I have.
I think you may have, but I think people have forgotten. I intentionally don't say her name on this program.
She listens?
She does occasionally. They kind of keep that certain aspect of private. And
right.
I'm pretty open with most things. There are certain some things you keep to yourself, but I think if we're going to be honest and do a show, I think at some point you have to just go forward. I mean, this is almost like I liken this to having therapy with friends.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I'd love to just hear, and people can respond on the Facebook. And you know what? I say that because I want people to come on the Facebook and talk to us and make it interactive and fun, which is cool. But honestly, though, I'm kind of curious what people do take from this when they listen to this, because we get 100 downloads, right? We'll get 100 downloads a week. Are you listening to this and it's passing your time at work? Is it during breakfast? What do you take out of this program? I'd be kind of curious to know.
I think they say, you know what? God damn, I'm glad I finished college and didn't end up like these assholes.
You think they? I don't think they. I think people enjoy that, but
probably
maybe
so.
Not.
Probably so. I don't know. I think people.
What do you take from this? I mean, do you think people that know us personally enjoy this more that people have just found this?
I think, and hopefully with the way that this program has gone and will continue to go, even if you don't know us personally, hopefully by the stories that we tell and the people that we end up bringing on this show, you can kind of feel like, hey, we know these guys. Like, you're in the room.
Right.
That's how we do the show. We want you to think that you're right in the room here next to us. I think we're having a show about the show right now.
It's kind of weird. It's like the Truman Show or something.
I've never seen that movie.
It's okay.
But, you know, kind of reeling and turning the wheel back around here, you were talking about the whole thing with the jobs and people falling asleep and the porn stars and stuff.
Yeah.
I was listening to a national radio show this morning.
Okay.
And there is like some kind of festival somewhere, and they are releasing some companies putting out the world's first 3D porn movie. I want you to think about that for a second. First 3D porn movie. Why does this exist?
You got to be really lonely.
It's really bad. Time Magazine has an article up about it now. We will link to it in this podcast. But yeah, and of course, this is originating over in Hong Kong. Lots of weird shit, by the way, happened over in Japan and China. I'm not being racist or anything,
but they
come out with a lot of weird stuff over there, man. Especially when it comes to the adult area of things. They come out with a lot of weird stuff. But why would you want 3D? I mean, what is the purpose?
There's going to be a lot of guys like this with their hands out, like grabbing at stuff, like, it's not there.
People are going to die. They're going to be grabbing at things. They're going to be grabbing their lamps. They're going to electrocute themselves and everything.
Oh, someone's going to die. Someone will die. You're right. I agree. Someone will die from watching a 3D porn. Don't know how. Don't know why. Don't know when, but you're right. It will happen.
You think this ever comes to America?
Absolutely.
You think there's a lot of money in this?
Yes.
But you know, it's bad enough. Think about it. If someone's watching...
Well, I think the 3D industry as a whole is going to start to boom when it becomes more...
I'm not necessarily sold on that.
I've never watched anything in 3D like at your home theater or anything.
I've watched...
Is it that much better?
Before Virginia football game once, out on the concourse, they had a little area set up with some Sony things. You could watch a movie in 3D. And I've taken a look in Best Buy a couple times. I saw Jackass in 3D. It was. I mean, it was cool, but it wasn't like anything like earth-changing. I didn't feel like things were flying up at me. Yeah, things were raised off the screen, but it wasn't like anything dramatic.
That's not true. I have seen the 3D stuff at Epcot Center. I've seen... Honey, I Shrunk the Kids 3D.
Ooh.
I'm not trying to joke around, but I've seen it. It was like people flying at you. I remember what it was like.
Was it cool?
Yeah, it was cool. I was like 12.
Oh, well, everything's great when you're 12. Yeah.
I liked it then. I don't know.
I don't see how it's going to fully catch on. The fact that I wear glasses to begin with, but I'm going to have to put on a pair of 3D glasses over my glasses.
We need to get you your laser eye surgery.
Hey, you want to sponsor the program? Give me free laser eye surgery. I'll do a testimonial.
You're about to say the S word and you stopped.
What S word?
The S word.
But shit?
No.
I'll just say shit.
Not that one.
That's only S word I know.
Used to be a pitcher for the Red Sox.
Oh, yes.
The Diamondbacks.
I guess it came out. But yeah,
were you about to say that?
I guess so. I was. Freudian slip there. But yeah, if you want to sponsor it, you want to hook me up with it, fine. But I wear glasses. That's already an inconvenience. To put another pair of glasses on top of that, it's a big inconvenience. I don't want to sit in my living room with a pair of glasses on to watch TV. And on the porn aspect of it, I like to imagine that most people that are watching those type of movies are watching them somewhere that's like... You know, secluded. It's not exactly something you watch around people.
Right, you on a Tuesday. Hey, let me ask you a question.
What?
Why'd you never get contacts?
I'm in the middle of something here. You go to that. Let's finish that. I'll go to that. I like to think that you're watching this in the privacy of somewhere. So why would you put on 3D glasses? That makes even more of a production. Someone comes barging into the room. You got to change the channel, turn off the TV, take off the glasses. That's a big process. That's a lot to do.
I'm so sorry to inconvenience you for porn watching.
I don't do that. I'm just saying for people that do, for the degenerates that do. And now on to the topic of the glasses.
Why don't you wear contacts?
It's a hassle. You ever wear contacts?
I have perfect vision.
It's a pain in the ass. It's almost as much of a pain in the ass as wearing glasses. You're taking them in. You're putting them out.
Do you not put them in?
Your eyes. No, I can put them.
I don't mean it like a sexual
thing. I know. No, I can put them in fine. It's no big problem. I guess you can isolate that.
Is it hard taking it out?
Shut up.
Does it get stuck? Does it sometimes itch? Does it ever get irritated? Does it sometimes get red and spread?
Can we just isolate that whole the non-existent intern?
Well, we now know the name of the title.
Yeah, exactly.
Does it ever get red and spread?
Does it ever get red and spread?
You know what we should do from now on? Once you recognize the title, if you Facebook us, if you're the first person to Facebook us, why that's the title in the context, because you actually listen to the show and you can say what it's about, well, you get yourself an exclusive listening to Outside the Box, and you can actually be part of the show.
And you can come in studio if you're in the area and sit with us. Or, hey, if you want to drive down.
If you're outside the 434, you get it by phone.
Yeah, if you want to drive down from Pennsylvania, too, you're always welcome.
Yes.
I advise that you shower first, but you're always welcome.
Do you shower? How often do you shower?
I shower three times a day.
Three times a day? The morning.
The morning. A lot of times I'll take a shower sometime in the evening or so, and then I'll take a shower before I go to bed.
So you take a shower at like 7 and then at like 11?
Yeah.
That's a waste of money.
Yeah.
Do you really shower three times?
I do.
Why?
On average, I will say more often than not, it's two, but in an ideal day, I like to mix in three.
Outside of your friends, Leon, from elementary school and growing up, have you known me longer than any other of your friends?
What is this, like therapy?
Nah, yes. Yes, it is.
I would guess so, yes. Why?
Just curious. I was just thinking back on like all the time we've had together sitting here. I don't know why.
You're like all nostalgic. Am I about to die? Is my heart disease finally kicking in? Am I going to have a heart attack right here on the air?
No, we're like 12 years away from you doing that stuff.
You know, and I should have brought that article in here today. I found the article.
Stop with the Hitler shit.
About my hand.
Yeah, stop with that. You're freaking
out. That would be this hand.
I saw a guy that looked like Hitler today.
Really?
Yes, it was weird.
There's a house in England I saw online the other day that looks like Hitler's face.
Yeah, my fiance's brother tweeted that.
Yeah? That's a weird
He's
shit.
A big fan of the program as well. Oh,
big, you're going to say big fan of Hitler. I was like, whoa. I think you might want to reconsider the people that you spend time with here, Michael.
Thanksgiving's a blast.
It gets real awkward, doesn't it, when he's talking about the Sudetenland. Yeah.
Yeah, no,
ahead. I'm sorry. No, there's an article about people that have died on air, like doing radio. I was fascinated with that. Could you imagine someone just, you're listening to them and all of a sudden, boom, they're dead, like on air.
I got to be honest. I was spaced out thinking to myself, I really want to see this house.
With the house that looks like Hitler?
Yeah.
You don't listen.
I listen.
I don't think you do.
How often do you listen?
I listen all the time.
Do you listen to your fiance?
What is this, Dr. Drew?
Dr. Phil.
It's like, Dr. Phil, by the way, great guy. You're giving relationship advice. You know that son of a bitch is divorced?
How many times?
I don't know, but one time is enough. You make a living giving people relationship advice. It didn't work out for you.
Well, maybe that's why he knows.
That's shit.
From experience.
That's like me saying, you know what? I can tell you why not to drink because I'm an alcoholic.
All right, let's get on to the top of alcohol. Outside the Box with Mike and Leon on Seville Podcast. .com.
Or you could be listening via iTunes.
As the topic came out with the West Virginia Mountaineers College, to have the university sell beer during the games. Now, this is typically not done on universities. There's a select few colleges that do have it, but for the most part, 99.9% of universities do not sell alcohol on their campuses. So the question came up.
They sell it.
Oh no, on their at their sporting events.
Yeah, at their on campus sporting facilities.
Now the question came up because West Virginia was like, well, you know what? Let's change that up a bit. Let's sell booze. The question is, good idea, bad idea, indifferent.
I think it's a great idea. I really do. I think it's a fantastic idea. And I know West Virginia has this reputation of rowdy fans and being awful and throwing bottles and batteries and stuff. But at the same time, you know, every fan base has rowdy fans. Even the Zima drinkers here in Charlottesville, there are three or four rowdy UVA fans. People are going to drink. They're going to be belligerent. It's up to the police there and the officials staffing the game to eject those people from the contest when they get out of hand. That being said, Mike, Forbes did an article. The university can bring in $500,000 to $1.2 million a year, they estimate.
Wow.
Selling beer at football games. We're not talking about hard liquor, which, by the way, you can buy.
We're not talking about liquor.
You can buy bourbon at Kentucky football games.
Hmm.
Obviously, that's in Kentucky, bourbon's like water. But you can buy liquor there. We're not talking about hard liquor. We're just talking about football and beer at a football game where you can go to the Steelers game and buy beer. You can go to the Redskins game, whatever, and buy beer.
Sure.
Why shouldn't you be able to do it at a college sporting event?
Well, what is the reason? Why don't they?
I'm asking you.
I don't know. Is it because they're kids?
The NCAA, I looked this up because we talked about this on our terrestrial radio show. Terrestrial means over-the-air radio for those of you not in the business.
You show off. Okay, you're so great. You're terrestrial.
I get paid to say stupid shit on the microphone.
Continue.
Anyway.
Continue, boy.
What, you racist son of a bitch?
Sorry. Anyway, came out. That's terrible.
That's really funny.
Hope your mom doesn't
That's
listen.
Really funny. She can't turn on the computer. It's okay. I love you, mommy. That being said, so we talked about this on the show, and the NCAA encourages colleges to not sell alcohol at their on-campus facilities, but there's no rule prohibiting it, but they encourage them to not do it. A lot of places that serve alcohol at their sporting events are off campus. NC State, for example, they do it at their football games.
Off campus.
But yeah, Carter Finley Stadium is at the North Carolina State Fairgrounds. That's technically off of their campus.
Right.
Miami does it at Sun Life Stadium. That's off of their campus. That's a whole 30 miles away from their campus. Syracuse does, right?
They do. It's not technically on their campus, but it's sandwiched between campus and dorms. So
Is the area around the Carrier Dome owned by Syracuse University?
Yes.
Well, that's an on-campus facility then.
But they technically call it off-campus.
Really?
Like, that one dorm is off-campus.
Interesting.
There's just one dorm, and that's like by the ghetto area underneath the interstate.
Ooh, the rough side of town.
That's where my freshman year was.
Ah, did you get mugged? Beat up? Pistol whipped?
Something happened to me one time. I don't remember what
waterboarded?
It was.
Waterboarded? Shocked? Chained to a car battery?
I think I was molested.
Really?
No.
Was she on the softball team? Was she Otto the Orange?
I don't know.
Otto the Orange touched you, didn't he?
It's a she.
It's a she?
Isn't Otto a girl?
It's... Who the fuck names her daughter Otto?
Well, the car industry?
I wonder about you. Anyway, back on the top.
Is Otto the Orange a boy or girl? I don't know. It's an orange. Aren't you glad I didn't say...
Oh, my
banana?
God.
Banana?
Oh, my God. But I don't see how it's that big of a deal. People say, oh, you know, these Western Virginia people are crazy already. You're adding alcohol to it. You can police it. You just did that into a microphone. Is this your first day in radio?
Second?
Yeah,
no, it's way too many days.
Broadcast like it.
No, I mean, I agree. I think you should go ahead and sell alcohol. If you can't, it just... The kids that are there are already drunk anyway. I would like to know and see stats on what percentage of people are going to these games pre-gaming, drinking in their dorms, drinking on the streets, tailgating, and going in there intoxicated, and what percentage of them in there having a few more pops in there would then put them over the top. I mean, that's the question to me. People are going there. These students are going in there with a few beers in their system already, or gin and tonics, whatever they're drinking. But the question is going in there then putting them over the top? I don't think, for the most part, somebody's going in there and spending, let's be honest, six beers is going to cost you $50.
You got to take out a second mortgage.
You're not going to go in there and get drunk from that. You're not going to do that. It's too expensive for a college student. But if you had 10 in the law outside, you go in there and get three more. But then, if you've already had 10 in the parking lot, shame on you. Of course you're going to get sick.
Of course. And, you know, people talk about, well, especially at UVA, the kids like to sneak in the little flask or the little mini bottles, like the little airplane bottles. Look, if you want to cut down on kids drinking and control them drinking, it's better that you have a system where you can ID kids, because you got to show photo ID. You know, I still have to show my ID, and I'm 26. Wait, am I? Yeah, I'm 26. I'll be 27.
Wait, you're only 26?
Yeah, I'll be 27 in June. So I still have to show my ID.
What are we doing for your birthday?
Drinking. these kids that are 21 years old, they have to show their ID. So that's one step right there. And you train these people how to spot a fake ID so you don't sell it to underage kids. But you can control that. These kids aren't going to get as hammered from drinking four or five watered-down Bud Lights as they would from bringing in mini bottles of Jack Daniels and pounding them.
I have good sources that tell me in West Virginia, the higher-ups in there, like people that were, you know, of authority, were sneaking in flasks as well.
What do you mean, people of authority? You mean people that are... We're not talking about, you know, Chester Cutterington III, wealthy donor.
Like,
we're talking about people that...
Political figures with sneaking booze. What you do there.
Well, it's, you know, it's the
like politicians. Like Governor XYZ, Mayor ABC, got the flask? Yeah, like everybody's doing that.
You know, that could get me through Virginia football games. If you're dumb enough to piss your money away on buying Virginia football tickets, then I guess you need that to actually give you a little
pick-me-up. Well, if you're stupid enough and making a career and making money using them as your outlet, what's worse?
That's very true as well.
That's a good point.
That's very true as well. There's
you know,
no money
you're
in
an idiot
business.
To spend your money, okay. But how about to base your food and living and house and board on that.
You got to be a pretty dumb person.
I got you on that
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, you got to be a pretty dumb
Outside
person.
Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. How long have we been ranting and raving?
We've been ranting and raving almost for a whole 40 minutes here on this program.
We should probably wrap it up. In our future shows, Leon, I would like to talk about, we got to get into Taco Bell. We need to get some interviews in here. We need to get some good interviews.
No, we're going to fire this sumbitch back up. We're going to get it going. This is going to be Outside the Box with Mike and Leon Reloaded. I'm just stealing shit from Big O and Dukes left and right.
Hey, stop stealing stuff from them. Be original.
I am original, but everyone steals in this business. You know that. But no, we're going to come back. We're going to get some great stuff, great content for you, bring in some more cast and characters, and who knows, maybe we can find Adam Love on this very program.
Don't think so.
Yeah, I think so. We can find a girl of a certain moral character. She can certainly be of assistance.
You know any broads?
I know broads. I don't know if Adam wants these particular class of women that
he
I know.
He can handle them?
I wouldn't venture to go as that far, but things could be very interesting for him if they went down that road.
What are you looking up?
I'm looking up bumper music on the way out of here.
All right, well, this is Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Thanks so much for joining the program. We'll be back next week. You can find us on SevillePodcast.com. You can find us at our Twitter account. I already forget what it is.
OTB at OTB Podcast.
I should friend that. You can find us on Facebook. And, of course, you can find us on our website, OTBPodcast.com. A pleasure, as always, Leon. Back to be back in the saddle with you, baby.
It's fantastic. A pleasure, as always. Make sure to check out all that stuff online. We'll be back with another show next week. Until then, you be good. Pittsburgh, go fuck yourself.
shore of the earth.